Today on Founders Go Naked, I'm going to share my notes on a review that I did on a client's webinar so he can improve it. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their businesses to seven figures and beyond. Hi, I'm your host, Terrence Tam from Radical Marketing. And today, my AI assistant, Debbie, is away on holidays, but she left a little small snippet for you guys.
Hi, everyone. I'm in Bangkok shopping. It's so much fun here because of the Songkran Festival, and I'm getting soaked and getting a lot of bargains. Wish you could be here too, Terrence.
Yes, Debbie, I wish I was in Bangkok too, but unfortunately, someone has to work, right? So here we go, guys. One of the first things that I gave to my client was to cut out unnecessary information and all this background information on his webinar. For example, he was introducing AI, why it's so important and all that. But the fact is that people already know why AI is important. Or in this case, for his niche, people don't really care why it's important. So presenting all the stats about AI and how it's growing and all that stuff doesn't really help with his course. And the other thing that he did was that he had a lot of ancillary information that is not relevant to his solution or the problem. So what I told him to do is to simplify and focus all the information in the webinar and all the slides towards the problem and the solution that he has to solve that problem, instead of going and talking a lot about other stuff, about contests they can participate in once they're part of the community and all that stuff. Just really focus on your customers' problems and what is the solution you provide. So that was the number one thing that I gave him. The number two thing that I told him to do is to tell his personal story, and through the personal story to actually tell why he created his particular solution. So in the personal story, what I suggested that he do is to explain all the various problems that he encountered himself while trying to perform a certain task. And the reason, because he endured all these pains that the ideal customer is likely to also experience, he came up with a solution to fix all these pains and these problems. So by telling a story, you soften the guard of your prospective listeners, and they can come to their own conclusion to say that, wow, this guy actually experienced the things that I am experiencing right now when I'm trying to perform this task. So that's how they can empathize with you, rather than saying step by step, oh, you know, this is the problem with traditional solutions. Bam, bam, bam is so logical and it doesn't permeate the subconscious. So what you want to do is to permeate the subconscious by telling your personal story. And the third thing that we told him is that his clarity and confidence needs to be leveled up, because he was maybe a little bit nervous and maybe he wasn't clear about what he was presenting. It did not come across as clear and confident. He was trying to cram too much information into the webinar. So what I told him to do is to remove a whole bunch of slides, focus on the clarity, and have supreme confidence when you're presenting. Because if you're not confident about what you present, how are people going to be confident in what you're selling? So that confidence and that clarity must be there. And the lack of confidence was not because his product was bad. It's because he was trying to cram in too much and was worried that he's not presenting enough information. And sometimes less is actually better, especially with webinars. Because remember, in a webinar, your goal is not to give them all the information. Your goal is to shift the belief system to actually give them the idea that, hey, maybe I can actually do this, right? That is the goal of the webinar, not necessarily to present all the information. Actually, it's not to present all the information, it's to create a belief shift. And in order to do that, you need confidence. The next thing we told him to do is to improve his presentation slides. They were pretty messy. It was like one slide had so many things in them and, like, you know, you just really didn't know what to focus on. So my suggestion, and maybe this is what you need to do, is to get a professional graphic designer to really go and tidy up the slides and make it look super professional, because the presentation is your brand, right? So if you do not have a good presentation, how are people going to be confident to invest that money into your program? It's not possible. And the next thing I told him to do is to actually shorten his webinar. And that is by keeping the actual webinar content to 45 minutes to 60 minutes. When I was looking at his webinar, he was presenting for 1.5 hours. Not that that's bad, but the fact is, he was selling a relatively low ticket offer, which is like 129. So what I suggested is for him to actually shorten down his presentation time to like 45 minutes and then incorporate a half an hour question and answer session into it. Because when you're doing the Q&A, basically that is the time that you get to address the objections, right? Because if people's objections are not addressed in the Q&A, chances are they're not going to take action to actually purchase your offering. So it's so important to have that Q&A. I see so many presenters not have the Q&A, but it is so important because you are actually addressing objections there. And even Jason Fladens, the guy that is like the super webinar guy, right? He actually allocates a significant amount of time to questions and answers because he knows that that is the time he is actually making sales, that he is answering objections, overcoming objections, and helping people to make that purchase decision. So I think this is absolutely critical that if you're not doing it, make sure you factor in the Q&A session. And maybe you're asking, hey, Terrence, so what happens if there is nobody with any questions? What I want you to do then is maybe to create a series of questions to get the ball rolling, right? Usually people don't want to be the first ones to ask the question, but they're maybe okay to be the third or fourth person asking the questions. Compile a list of FAQs that you have experienced from your past webinars and answer those questions, right? So that's pretty simple to do. The next thing, like pretty straightforward, that I told him to do was to make sure that he did a grammar and spell check, because if you have spelling mistakes in your webinar slides, people are not going to trust you. They'll be thinking, well, if this guy can't even do a spell check and has typos in his presentation, how is he going to sell us a product that is credible? So make sure you have someone doing the grammar and spell check for you. And the other thing that I told him to do was to focus on the performance of his solution. So you got this software that helps people to do trading. You need to tell people what are the results so far that you have achieved with your trading solution. Is it like 5% a month? Is it like negative every month? Or is it like 20% a month? You need to show people past historical data. I think he kind of did a little bit, but he kind of whizzed past it. But I think that is absolutely critical, because if people are shown that they can achieve like say 10% a month, they can do the calculations in their own minds to say, okay, if I invest this much, I will get this much every month. That kind of makes sense. If I invest $1 and get $5 back, totally makes sense. It's a no-brainer, right? I think regardless whether you're giving people a trading bot or a real estate thing or a business improvement thing, it is so important to, I guess, articulate what potential results other people are getting within the course or your past track record, so that they also have an understanding of what they can achieve by investing into your program. Next thing I told him was to be really clear, especially with his offer. He made a list of things that people will get if they enroll in the program. But after I saw it, after my team members looked at it, we're not sure why we actually needed all that stuff. So even though the value is like tremendous, like 3,000, 5,000 or whatever, I did not understand how that tied in with the main thing. So it's so important when you have bonuses, additional packages, software, etc., you actually clearly explain why the people signing up to your program actually need them. Sometimes because we're so involved in producing our own program, our own stuff, our own service, that we don't actually explain why people actually need it. So I think that is so important that we explain why they need each and every one of them to make it a success for them. Okay, in the offer as well, I told him that instead of selling a 1 month recurring thing, he should sell it in a 6 month package and a 12 month package. Because the fact is that, number one, people will not get results in 1 month with his program. They need at least 3 months to start seeing the revenue come in. And the second thing is you then get higher quality people commit to a longer period of time. And so they don't drop off, because if they've invested in 6 months or 12 months in the program, chances of them dropping off, it's much lower, right? Because they're starting to see results in month three. And if you're generating results for them every single month after that, why would they want to, you know, disappear? They just want to continue if they're getting good returns and good results from it. Now, one cool thing that this client had was he had a no capital loss guarantee, which was really strong and was very attractive because I'm thinking, well, if I invest this money and then my capital that I invest in this trading program, you're actually going to cover any of my losses, right? So that is a very, very solid offer. That is a really solid risk reversal, right? But the problem is I wasn't sure how it actually worked. And that was the feedback from my team members as well. They did not fully understand how that worked. Well, I still have to invest the $100 every month into the program, but then you're guaranteeing my capital. So in the meantime, if I do nothing, does that mean I lose that $100 every month? So all this stuff was not very clear. So once again, the offer needs to be super clear. So this is my suggested new structure for his webinar. First thing is make a promise. Make a promise that what they're going to get when they finish the webinar. And second thing is to cover who is this for. What he could say is just a simple one sentence, just to make sure that people are in the right room. All he had to say was, if you are a busy person that's working full time and you would like a bit of extra income that's semi-automated, part-time, that can supplement your main income, then you are in the right room. Or maybe you can even ask, does that sound like you? And people type yes, then you can reply, well, you are in the right room, okay? So that is the second part, which I would suggest to him. Third part is to straight away give one or two testimonials of people who have used the program to demonstrate that they have gotten results from it. Fourth part is to tell them about his personal story, that he can show them the problems he encountered by doing trading and how he decided to come up with his own solution. And the next part is to show them how he actually came up with the solution, which is to hire a room of programmers to actually solve these problems one by one. The next thing, he should explain why the solution that he created or the software that he created is better than others and show proof that his solution is better than others. And the next thing is to make the offer, to make his guarantees and to do any risk reversals that he already has. And of course, to make it clear. The next part is to provide some social proof. Some more social proof. In fact, in this part, I would suggest maybe at least two or three more video testimonials from past students who have generated good results. So next section should be Q&A, where you address questions and address objections. And finally, if this is optional for him, is to add a final pitch for those people who stay back. Because a lot of people who have stayed right until the end and they haven't taken action means they just need that little nudge, just to get them across the line. Right? So maybe throw in a little sweetener just to get them to take action in the next 10 minutes. Maybe like on the 12-month package, just throw in an extra month or just throw in an extra bonus of some sort just to get them across that line. Give them another reason to take action now. I hope you got a lot from this particular episode that will help you to refine your existing webinar. Sometimes it's just about improving things by 1%. So thank you again for listening. Make sure you check out all the other videos and all the other podcasts that we have prepared. Make sure you also check out the freebies that I have listed in the show notes or the description. So thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode.